Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
SansPans Radio, what's in that box?
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I am Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Valletta.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
And today's topic is death.
Hilarious.
Funniest death, go. I say stabbed by a balloon.
What?
Like you know when clowns make real long balloons? Imagine if one just ran up to you and was like, stabbed you through the chest.
Autoerotic asphyxiation gone wrong is always has a fun place in my heart.
Sex gone wrong is funny. To kill. Sex gone wrong and then death.
Like that guy, like, it was probably like 2007, 2008-ish, like, was suffocated by his, like, girlfriend's large breasts.
That's a funny death.
That's funny.
How's a happy death?
Not really.
Not when you hit that point of panic.
I feel like girls don't quite understand. Like, if a boob is that close to you, then you're dying. It's not great. You're just looking at skin.
It's like, no matter what, if you're dying from something, it's not fun. Like, even if I was at the point of death and they were the most fabulous titties I'd ever seen, I wouldn't be like, doesn't matter because I'm drowning in titties. I'd be like, I am still dead.
This is going to be very hard for people to explain to my family.
The problem with death by titties is that how do you say I drowned in Zoe's tits.
Yep.
Right. And then my parents are like, how do you die? What do you say?
Be like, I was just too good.
My titties were too wonderful.
He couldn't handle it and he just died. That's how good my tits are.
What a callous response to my parents.
You deserve nothing more.
No, I feel like there's definitely a funnier death. Autoerotic asphyxiation is funny because you're just like, I'm going to whack it. I'm going to strangle myself and I whack it. Oh God, things have gone wrong.
Do you think the moment you're like, this is how I die, you're like, well, I'm going to keep at it so it's the best orgasm ever.
Is it or is it worse?
I think you probably wouldn't reach it by the time you died. How long does it take to hang?
To suffocate, because it's not like you're being hanged where your neck breaks.
Yeah, true. So you're like, it could even take like 10 minutes or something. Yeah. I can whack it. I can orgasm in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be like, oh, I have another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Round two.
Imagine walking into that crime scene. Someone's dead. Okay, first of all,
I hope Brigger sets in with your like arm on your dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, first of all, open the door. Phew, what's that smell? Semen.
Yep.
Second of all, well, he's dead, but there's also like a
because you go through the crime scene and you'd go to forensic, you'd be like, what did you find? They'd be like, we found semen. They'd be like, okay, twice. Like, huh? Because he whacked it and then he whacked it again and then died. Yeah, okay.
Also, just like, imagine a dead guy holding his dick still.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's what I was saying. Like, rigor mortis is set in, so that's how he looks in the coffin.
rigor unsets at one point. It's after like...
Does it?
Yeah, 12 hours rigor sets, and then in like 24, then it unsets.
What's it setting for then?
It's like the muscles petrify.
Oh, being like...
Yeah, and then it relaxes. Yeah.
So the shitting comes when it relaxes, yeah?
No, the shitting comes straight away.
Oh.
Oh, the mess.
Oh, yeah, because it's common shit now. All in a cupboard. It's in, like, one area, too. I'm imagining it in a cupboard. I don't know really where you can...
I was imagining it in a really nice, like, hotel room with, like, clean white sheets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but, like, where are you hanging yourself from there?
The rafters?
No, because...
Yeah, no, I imagine it as scarf or rope or whatever tied to the bedpost and then you leaning forward.
Yeah, but you can stop that.
Yeah, but you were so into it that you didn't.
You were like, it's worth it.
Yeah, no, I feel like to die from it, you have to take it to too much of an extreme where if something goes wrong, you can't recover. Yeah, like a wardrobe, true. Maybe, and like you're kneeling and you slip off something.
What about death by lots of little animals? Like you were
death
killed
by meerkat.
That would be a painful
40
death.
Meerkats.
That would be a painful death.
It would. It would be cute to watch people watching. Not cute to you.
No, not so great.
Would
it be cute to watch? No.
Maybe not.
No, it would not.
Doesn't matter what animal
You'd
it is.
You'd be like, oh, there's a man. Oh, there's 40 meerkats. Oh, God, they're tearing him. He's... Get help.
Surely if you were getting killed by, like, little animals, you couldn't. Unless, like, I tied you down. Not I. Unless you were tied down.
By a mysterious stranger.
A mysterious, handsome man in bright red pants. Unless you were tied down and somebody was like, here's 50-odd lobsters. They'll kill you eventually.
I think death by lobsters is funnier than meerkats.
Both wouldn't happen, right? Because there's no,
the piranhas
starved them.
Oh, God. How do you know if a lobster's hungry, though?
Extra pinchy.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you're a hungry one. I love the guy waiting in the room. He's like, he's been there for a good 10 days once they starved a lobster. And just this grate opens up. He's like, what? Especially because you can be like, crunch, crunch, eat the lobsters. Ineffective.
He's like, sweet, my food. He doesn't even see it as a threat. He's like, wow, this
guy's feeding me lobster. Crap. And then you're out. Like, how much does a lobster cost? Like a full live lobster.
Man,
you've lost a lot of money, is my point.
I still don't think we've hit the funniest death.
Surely there's got to be a funnier death.
And it's another awful tragedy, but I like the, like, people who attempt to kill themselves, but get killed in the process.
So what? You're like, else. I'll hang myself from this bridge. You jump, the rope breaks, you're like, oh, and then a truck hits you.
Yeah.
Yes. Something like that.
It is funny. It's funny in a really dark way, because it's funny because it's like, you thought you could decide? Fuck you. I'm going to make it my choice. It's the equivalent of somebody being like, I quit. And then the other person being like, no, you're fired.
It's literally life it's doing genuinely. That. But also because I can imagine just like, so this person has come to terms with death. Like
I'm done.
And they feel the rope snap and they're like, oh, I'm going to survive. And then just the moment of a truck hitting.
It's pretty golden.
That happened with one of the plane crashes recently.
Really?
To totally bring it down, that actually happened. This girl survived a plane crash only to get hit by the emergency rescue vehicle.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's not what I meant. That's so funny.
You would be...
I want to say I'm not laughing at the situation, but I'm laughing at how funny Dusha finds that I'm not a bad person.
Like, you survive a fucking plane crash and get hit by, like, a car and die. That's... Oh, that's funny.
It's
because your last like hour of life is just the most traumatic. Why is it so funny?
I don't know, but it's hilarious how much it tickles you.
I think I find death too funny. Also, it's...
okay. So here's my question: what is the worst position? So you die, right?
Yep.
But what is the worst for the paramedics coming in? Like, going back to the autoerotic asphyxiation, like, what's the worst scene for them to find? The most humiliating. I reckon...
Something with legs spread.
Yeah,
my head.
Like a dolphin up my bum. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's pointy nose. Like that. Like, if some paramedics came in and came across that, I think... There's just a lot of explaining to do. And a lot of people get in trouble. Whoever I got the dolphin from. So I guess most humiliating death is my question.
Yeah. Oh. I would want it to be something like really mundane, like you choked on a grape.
Yeah. And then...
Alone in your apartment and your cats kind of ate your face a bit before the paramedics came.
That's so sad.
So funny.
Just because you'd get so bitter as you were dying, you'd be like, oh, a grape. Fuck you, God. Fuck you. This is how you take me out. Dead.
And you die, and because, you know, you live on your own.
Yeah, you live on your own in a sad apartment that you've never unpacked.
Yeah, you have lots of cats there. Like, at least four cats.
At least four cats.
Tripping over something dumb would also be...
Yeah. I'm always really paranoid. This is like a genuine
slipping.
Death.
Sorry, hang on. Getting up to wipe after taking a shit, slipping, hitting your head on a sink, falling back, head in toilet bowl, own shit floating around near the back of your head.
Oh, that'd be bad.
You'd be bleeding out.
I remember back when I was very constipated and I would push so hard that I nearly blacked out. That was a worry I had. That I'd push, black out, fall, crack my head, die. But what worries you, Zoe?
Just to add on to that one, I am...
You'd die unwiped. Oh,
no. I love that in that scenario, the paramedics are, like, judging me. They come in, they're like, that's a terrible shame. He didn't, why? That motherfucker.
It's just like, that's a poopy bum hole.
Official diagnosis.
10:23, we got a poopy bum hole. If everyone gonna want to get in here with some wet wipes.
I like that the paramedic's job is to wipe the arse of a dead guy.
What were you gonna say, Zoe?
I once was having dinner with one of my friends, and not like a formal, we were sitting in bed eating Maccas.
Yeah, yep. That's a dinner.
And yeah, and I don't know in what conversation, how in conversation this came up, but I just turned to her and I was like, I once pooped so hard I started bleeding. And it was like this awkward pause, and then I was like, I thought I was going to die.
Having bleeding poop is your next thought, death.
Like, it was a lot of blood.
I like that you're like, oh, blood, cancer, I'm dying, this is it.
That was literally my thought process. And I was just like, I just looked at her and I was like, I thought I was going to die. And she started laughing so hard she choked on a chicken nugget.
And died.
Died.
That would be not ironic,
but funny.
A dumb situation.
Oh, God. How much blood was there?
Enough to turn the like toilet water red.
Fucking hell. How hard were you goddamn pushing? Surprised you didn't just like everything come out and you just deflate the skin. They open the toilet, it's just your skeleton.
Literally ripped my asshole.
Like, I guess, like, I can't talk. I was pushing hard enough to literally nearly black out. Why is pooping hard, Zoe?
I just can't stop thinking about people just dying in such dumb ways.
It is funny, though, to imagine, like, pooping. Like, dead on a toilet is just the worst way
Elvis
to go.
Elvis style.
Nobody wants to die Elvis style. If I was on the toilet, right, and I was like, my heart is stopping. Like, I've got, like, a good 5 seconds, I'd be like, get out of the toilet. I would rather die in my lounge room, pants down, ass in the air, than actually on the toilet.
I hope that in this situation there's also like some toilet paper still in between your butt cheeks, just a little bit, just a trail.
No, in my mind I hadn't wiped and I have to get the guys in again.
10:26, poopy bum hole.
Another poopy bum hole. I'm getting too old for this.
I hate my job.
I'm getting too old for this shit. It's dying.
Yes. God, yes.
Oh. So being on any history facts for us, Jackson?
Yes, I want to talk about being hung. Like, hanged by the neck.
Not being well hung.
Not being well hung.
I can tell you bitches about that! Yeah,
let me tell you about being well hung. I'm just going to talk about my dick for a good 5 minutes. No, I'm moderately to, you know.
Too small.
What's that moderately to well hung? It's like, I'm doing pretty well for myself, just in case anyone was
wondering.
I'll be
okay. I'll be all right. Like, no worries in that regard.
Don't cry for me, listeners.
My penis is doing just fine. Plus one smaller ball makes it look a bit bigger, so like, but only on one side.
Depends what angle you're looking at.
No, I want to talk about being hanged by the neck until dead.
Yep.
Going back to erotic asphyxiation, right?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes. Well,
no, erotic asphyxiation because someone else could have done it.
Yeah, and somebody else is hanging you in this scenario. Because when people were hung, they got a hard on, right? So wouldn't that have been quite the education for the like filthy peasants watching? What would your, as a filthy peasant, what would your first assumption as to what had happened been? A filthy peasant with no real understanding of medical science.
He's a witch!
he's a witch! Kill him! Wait!
Burn his bones!
Yes, you'd probably just burn them. But it's happening for everyone! Except not the women, but... Everybody else is getting
hot. Everyone's a witch.
Yeah, the women just...
Small little puddle.
Wait, Also, public hangings would smell bad.
Yeah, it would be an awful... because it was a thing that everybody just attended. People were like, oh, whatever, I'll go see a hanging.
no good movies, son. Yeah, I'll watch a hanging.
No good movies. I've done all my chores in the farm. Go see a hanging. What is the draw of a hanging?
I don't know, but I feel like I want to be like, I would never... I would attend a hanging.
I would definitely be there.
Yeah, I might attend a hanging.
I'd be curious
as
to... Just to see how I handled watching a person be alive and then not be alive
anymore.
Well,
would you be justifying it in your head? Would you be like, he stole bread. So.
he's a filthy criminal. He stole from good working people like
me. If the crown
me.
Says he should die.
He yeah. should die.
But
he
wasn't hanging really popular at a point where most people didn't live past 40 anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
So you didn't, like, a lot of people didn't really value their life because it wasn't a long...
What? You were like, I'll live.
No, like...
I'll be hanging.
You're weird, some you lose.
No, like, because there was a very different approach to death at that point.
Yeah, like, well, if you were like, I'm going to live to 40, I think it just meant your life was shorter. You were a kid until, like, 6. And then you'd go off and...
Work the coal mines.
Yeah, and... you know.
So, but I think it's like the value of life was different at that point, that they didn't really... Like, it wasn't a mental thought. Holy like, that's a person.
Yeah, you were like, oh, that's a... They're just
that's
dying.
Just another hanging.
That's what happens because everybody died back then because nobody
also,
washed.
Yeah, and there also was like a really big... like death wasn't a big thing with them. Like, you'd just keep your dead in your house until the death card.
Yeah, that's
came
right.
Along.
You'd be like, oh, we got a dead person. Sweet. Let's bury it under the new bank.
Yeah.
That'll bring us some good luck. That was the thing. Fuck you, Dusha.
I'm laughing at the idea, not at the fact that that was might not have been a fact.
But no, they used to bury their dead underneath buildings and in buildings. So I reckon
on buildings, they built buildings out of their dead.
So if people were dying, you'd be like, sweet. Like, this is probably good for
me. I liked that. They were probably like, sweet, fertilizer.
Yeah, why
the
not?
Crops are going to be tasty this year.
But people were idiots.
Oh, Grammy, you helped.
Yeah, thanks, Graham. Thanks, Graham, for giving me good carrots.
At the age of 30.
Yeah, Graham, who was like 21. no, but okay, so I remember in class.
Yep.
This first semester. Mm-hmm. And one of my lecturers was telling me that peasants weren't stupid, right? And I was like, no.
That's why they're peasants.
They were idiots. He's like, no, from a different time. But no, they were just idiots, right?
Yep.
Back me up. When you're like a group of people who are like, not washing is the best way to go about this. The filth is what's keeping me alive. That sore is festering? Good.
It's healing.
That means I'm doing well.
Jesus loves me.
Yeah. Peasants were dumb.
Jesus hates you, peasants. That's why you're peasants.
But no, peasants were stupid.
I once had a teacher in high school say, you'll probably be the last generation to ever die. And I was just like, fuck, I missed out.
That's awesome. What a great thing to tell your students. Just sort of like, and that's today's maths.
It's just like, everyone dies, except people born after you.
Yep.
You are going to be the last to die.
That sucks.
Enjoy it.
Would you want immortality if it meant aging?
No, I don't want to age already.
22, I'm done.
Yeah, 22, I'm going to check out of the whole thing. But no, because then, like, you're just deteriorating.
Yeah.
You'll be like 200 and dust. People will be like, why is there dust in the corner? You'll be like, it's grandpa. Don't move.
People will be like, should... Is he dead? And you're just like, I'm still... It's like, why is the
kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it.
And then one day they'll just suck me up in their vacuum cleaner. And I'll be alive.
Grandpa, we're really sorry.
Grandpa, no. And then they'll... You know what'll happen? They'll find a way to reconstitute me. And they'll reconstitute me and I'll be full of like dust and candy wrappers. And I'll be like, just kill me again. I've lived too long. I've been a man. I've been dust. I'm done. I'm done here. What about you, Dusha? Would you... Immortality?
Nah, fuck that.
What about if you didn't die? I mean, if you didn't age?
Follow-up question to that question. What age do I stop aging?
You can choose. You could be 6. You could be 1. You could be an infinite infant.
All of those seem like terrible choices. I'm
like
going to go
25.
With peak physical age, which is probably, like mid-20s.
Yeah, so would you? Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't, especially if everyone around me was...
No, man, aging. I'd love to watch everyone I love die.
You just love watching death, Dusha.
You just laugh. Be like, this is the best.
I've picked the best life. Nah, I guess. No, I kind of want to know. Oh, this is weird. I kind of want to know what dying feels like.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I'm not. It'll happen.
Yeah, no, I almost said I'm pretty pumped to die. I'm not. Not on any. You'll be listening to this. I don't need help. I'm fine. My mental health is okay. I'm not sad. Life's pretty rad.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. Like, I'm like, yeah, one day I'll die. Like, it'll happen.
What would go through your head when you're dying? Like,
Nope.
Depends on how you're dying, though. Like,
if bleeding out while sitting on a toilet, you're like,
everyone.
It ends like this.
I don't want people to see my anus in general. Like, that's just a bit of my body that nobody needs to see.
Let alone a poopy one.
Yeah, let alone a poopy anus.
Die with a 1014 poopy bumhole.
I'm pretty sure it's changed number every iteration.
It was an M something before. There's like 8 codes. But yeah, no, like, I don't know. Like, people are like, I'm scared of death. I could not give less of a shit. I mean,
I'm scared. Okay, I'm not scared of death. I'm scared of lions. I'm scared of falling off something very high. I'm scared of someone stabbing me. But if it was like, Jackson, I'm going to click my fingers and you'll die, I'll be like, okay. Like, if somebody was like, Jackson, I'm going to shoot you. I'd be like, and I will shoot you. I'd be like, well, you know what? It'll be quick. All right.
Okay, best way to die. What would be, if you had to pick?
Oh, no, I'd like to crash a plane full of people.
What?
Well, this has always been my philosophy. If I was ever sad enough, like depressed enough to kill myself, okay.
Everyone's going with you.
No, well, like, okay. Imagine it like this. Imagine what's better. Newspaper headline is like, "Man dies on toilet, 1026 poopy butt," or "Thousands dead, plane crash in the mountains,
suicidal madmen to blame."
Right?
Killing. That's mass murder.
But I'm dead, so it's all good.
I like to imagine in that situation, you just at that moment find out heaven and hell are real. You're like, I fucked
Fuck.
Up.
Damn it. I'm an idiot.
That's another thing about dying. If heaven and hell are real, you're just like, I bet on the wrong horse.
What do you hope heaven is?
Constantly 26 degrees.
So it's a comfort. Doesn't matter anything else.
Everything feels like a couch.
Oh, everything's really soft and comfy. You kind of just.
You can't be uncomfortable. Like, just no numbness. Like, no, like, I'm sitting uncomfortable. No, none of that sitting uncomfortably bullshit. So, regardless of your position, comfort.
You fucking idiot.
You're constantly calm.
26 degrees and comfortable.
It's rare that I have to call you idiot. But if your idea of eternal peace is some upholstered wonderland where it is a constant temperate weather,
it doesn't look like a couch. It just feels like a couch.
What, like hot leather?
No.
Like, what's wrong with you? You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're missing the point, Jackson.
Your heaven is terrible.
Okay, fine. What's your heaven?
Like this earth, but just like slightly better, right?
Boring.
No,
not everything's
fuck
a couch.
You.
I'm out. I want to go to hell.
So that's like this earth, but everything's slightly worse. So you know how here it's like a bus ticket is like what? $3?
No, but okay.
$6.
No.
Deal with that.
Okay.
Buses never run on time.
Yeah, buses never run on time.
That's
shoes
okay.
Never fit you. Your clothing is always a bit off. Now imagine heaven, where buses are always on time, everything's cheap as shit, clothes always look awesome on you. You go out, you have fun.
So I can look good in a dress in your heaven.
You can look okay
look
in a dress.
In this world.
Because right now in a dress, you wouldn't look good. But heaven, everything's slightly better.
I might.
Okay.
Next week is dress week.
Yeah, next week, douche on a dress. But yeah, if everything's slightly better, you'll look alright.
No, that's
dress.
Boring. Your heaven sucks.
No, my heaven
I would get so bored. I'd be like,
you wouldn't get bored in a heaven that is nothing but comfort?
No, it is. There's other stuff. Just comfort is my base need.
What other stuff?
Fuck, whatever. Happy things, I guess. But not too happy, because I don't want to get bored of people's happy bullshit.
That's just my world.
Fuck you.
Zoe, do you have any death facts?
I do. I do. To move on from this, I have actually found the saddest website.
Yes.
Hilarious.
About death. 9 ways to make your own funeral fun.
No, that sounds funny.
No, it's really sad. Like,
give me one. Give me a reason. Your way.
Put a do not disturb sign on the outside of your coffin.
That's going to make me cry.
That's not funny.
Like, if I'm walking up and I'm like, oh, Grandma had such a bad sense of humor.
Yeah, no, my problem with that isn't that it's sad. It's just like, that's a failed attempt at comedy.
Yeah,
like, I'm glad you're dead, because I don't need to put up with your unfunny bullshit.
Nana was always pulling shit like this.
And on the same note, put
I'm glad I killed her.
Yeah. On the same note, put a box with a wooden stake / shotgun, so zombies, vampires, with a break glass instead of emergency sign.
It's all just tired. Yeah. Like, you're just like, ah, Grandma. And if my grandma did come back as a zombie, I wouldn't want to kill her. And I'd probably call the cops. This funeral is embarrassing.
And this one like takes the cake with how awkward and horrible this whole list is. It's hide an MP3 player in the casket and randomly pre-record yourself talking in like a, hey, what's up, man? That's, how you doing? You enjoying the funeral?
That's not, like, I can imagine in the middle of, like, I'm getting up, I'm like, hey, look, I want to talk about how much Nana meant to me. And I'm like, so, you know, Nana was, and then just like, hey, how you doing? It's just like, ruin the mood, Nana.
Nana, you're not funny. We told you your entire life. That's why we put you in that home.
Yes.
I've got a better idea to make your funeral better.
Uh-huh.
Confetti cannons.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Just Jackson's dad.
See?
Or just nice food.
Yeah, no, nice food.
Nice food, no speeches, put me in a funny outfit, send me down to like a water slide.
A water slide
into... Yeah, into the grave. I think funerals, like they're sad, and funerals are very important, but they're also boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, let's not deny it.
Cry, bored, cry, bored. Yeah. Cry, bored, bored.
Go outside, wake. Wakes are great.
Well, I've had a discussion with my lovely girlfriend and some of our friends about the best place to have your ashes put.
Inside someone.
Yeah, up the bum.
Yeah, like up the bum.
Well, we decided, like, we came to the collective
the
decision.
The eclair, yeah.
We came to the...
We came on an eclair.
We came on an eclair.
It was messy.
That's ruined the eclair. Go on.
The best decision would be hire a band for the funeral and just put your ashes in the horn player's instruments.
And someone then... is like...
So drunk. Instead of confetti, you just get shout. All your friends and family shout.
I like the idea. I like the idea of putting it secretly in the stuffing of a turkey, and then at the end, it's sort of like you know, it's like. And Jackson just he wants this to be read out. You just ate my ashes. It's like. Oh.
And imagine, like, people would have, like, breakdowns, like, they wouldn't want to poop because they feel like they would
keep Jackson inside me. Dish, have you got any movies?
Well, death in films is handled awful. Awfully.
It is.
There's three types of deaths in film.
Okay.
Awkwardly funny, like black comedy, which is probably... I guess it's closest to real life, I guess, because funerals are, like, awkward.
Most death can be viewed funnily.
Melodramatic as fuck,
yep.
And everyone spends the entire film crying, or there is no consequence of death whatsoever.
Yeah, I always wondered that about, like, James Bond. He kills a lot of people.
Yep.
Like, a great deal.
Yep.
And it's nothing, just sort of never... Isn't that, like, a war crime? Isn't James Bond committing war crimes?
Nah, man, he has a license to kill. It's fine.
If James Bond just went and, like, stone cold iced a, like, 7-Eleven attendant, would he be okay?
He's got a license, man. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, it's fine.
So when the cops turn up, he'd be like, oh, they'd be like, oh, he's got the right licensing.
he's got
filled
a permit.
Out the right paperwork.
Yeah, he's got a permit. He's fine. That's so retarded. Could he kill anyone? What if he turned around and shot M? Like, could he just literally kill every single person in MI6?
And everyone's like, well, it's all right.
Yeah, he had a license, so I guess it's fine.
I wonder if there's like demerit points on a license to kill license.
What? Like, you killed the wrong person, that's a demerit point off.
That's then... one demerit point off and a $300 fine.
Can you lose your license to kill?
It's only suspended. Get it back. It's like, oh, school shooting, no guns for you for a year.
I'd like if you got like other licenses. I want a license to slap. Be able to go around, slap the shit out of someone's face. They'll be like, what the fuck? I'll be like, it's illegal.
Oh, bad luck, dickhead. Here's another slap.
Literally sit there. I'm going to keep slapping you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I'm going to slap till I get bored.
Well, they just... But I feel like a license to slap would have like... would have consequences like, oh, you drew blood. That's not a slap.
Yeah,
that's assault. Demerit point.
You don't have a license to assault. Does it like extend into like white collar crimes? Can I have a license to embezzle? A license to commit fraud.
What about awful ones? Like...
License to rape? That's what you're going for.
No, I was gonna go license for child abuse.
God. This got dark. James Bond, does he have a license for anything else?
To drive, I imagine. Or he doesn't, who knows. He's like, don't worry, I've got a license to kill. He's like, killed him while you were driving, though.
If you lived in a cartoon world where there was literally no consequences to death, as in you came back the very next scene,
yep.
What would your first move be? Assuming you live by cartoon rules, so if you, like, run through a wall, there's a Zoe-shaped hole in it, or...
I would run through a wall and then off a cliff and see if I could do that thing where you just keep running until you look down.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
Yep.
Does that mean that if you just kept running and never looked down, you could run forever in space?
That would be awesome. I want to run into space.
I'd work for Acme.
Oh, nice. So you're going to be making all of those terrible, terrible products?
I'd cause other people's deaths.
So, is that, do you reckon that's like part of the design? They're like, look, we know Wile E. Coyote is going to buy this shit. He's a criminal.
He keeps trying to hurt the roadrunner. Or actually, I just paint X's on the ground and stand near the X until someone stands on it and be like, and point up, and then by cartoon logic,
like an anvil will fall. Fridge.
No. By cartoon law, it would fall on you, not the person standing.
Yes, it would. It would, because you're trying to catch someone.
Ah, bad luck, Zoe.
But that's okay, Zoe, because you just open the fridge door and you're an accordion.
Yeah.
Ah, like, oh, dang. You might be like, oh bother, or whatever your cartoon catchphrase is.
And cunts.
Oh, cunt.
Awesome. And I like that you don't have a specific enemy. You're not like trying to catch the Roadrunner or just Tom. Whatever. You're just trying to hurt people.
Hey, dang it.
Death is awesome.
Death rocks. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been a horrible person.
Shut up!